When here is there. If, as the experiment suggests, our universe and everything in it are truly held within the container of this divine matrix, then we may soon find ourselves redefining our ideas of space as well as time. We may even discover that the distances that seem to separate us from one another and our loved ones only separate our bodies. As we saw in the story of Joey and his father, something within us is not bound by distance or limited by the laws of physics as we know those laws today. While these possibilities may sound like the stuff of science fiction, they're also the subject of serious scientific investigation. So serious, in fact, that during the last years of the Cold War, both the United States and the former Soviet Union devoted tremendous amounts of money and time and research to understand precisely how real the matrix that connects everything really is. Specifically, the superpowers wanted to know if it's possible to navigate great distances through the matrix by using the inner sight of the mind, our psychic abilities of telepathy known as remote viewing. The results may sound surprisingly similar to some popular movies of recent years. They may, in fact, be the basis for the plots of these movies. The experiments also make the already fuzzy line between fiction and fact even fuzzier than ever. The United States officially began investigating the possibility of using psychic methods to surf the divine matrix and see into distant lands and enemy targets in 1970. It was then that the CIA funded the early experiments using psychically sensitive people, called empaths, to focus their minds upon classified locations throughout the world. Once there, they were trained to go through a series of increasingly greater detail in their mind to describe what they found. The project was given the acronym SCANATE, short for Scan by Coordinate. This program was one of the precursors that led to the now famous studies at the Stanford Research Institute on remote viewing. Although in some respects remote viewing may sound a little out there to some people, it's actually based on very sound principles, some that we've already explored in this program. Even the experts acknowledge that no one knows precisely how remote viewing really works. In general, however, its success is attributed to the idea from quantum physics that while things may look solid and separate to us, everything exists and is connected to everything else as part of a universal field of energy. So while we may hold a beautiful seashell in our hand, for example, from a quantum perspective, there's an energetic part of that shell that extends beyond our hand. It's everywhere. Because our seashell exists beyond the local place where we hold it, it's said to be non-local. Well, a growing number of scientists accept the experimental evidence that the universe, our world, and even our bodies are non-local. We're everywhere already and always. As Russell Targ stated previously, even though we may physically be separated from one another, we can still be in instantaneous communication with other people. It's this instantaneous communication that remote viewing is all about. In effect, viewers in the CIA programs were taught how to have what we call a waking or a lucid dream. In their altered state, they gave their consciousness the freedom to focus upon precise locations in the matrix. Sometimes the locations were in another room of the same building. Sometimes they were on the other side of the world. Clarifying the connectedness of our universe in this quantum realm, the Stanford Research Institute co-founder, Russell Targ, states, "It's no harder to describe what's happening in the far reaches of the Soviet Union than it is to describe what's happening across the street." The trainees of the program received as much as 3 years of instruction before they were deployed in these secret missions. Well, the details of the United States military's remote viewing projects have been made available to the general public only recently, and they describe at least two kinds of remote viewing sessions. I'm sharing them here because they tell us just how real this divine matrix really is. The first of these programs is called Coordinate Remote Viewing, and it involves viewers describing what they find at specific geographic coordinates, identified by things like latitude and longitude. The second kind of program is called Extended Remote Viewing, and it's based upon a series of relaxation and meditative techniques that allow our awareness to move through the field of the divine matrix. Although the specifics may vary from technique to technique, in general, All the remote viewing procedures usually begin with the viewer in a mild state of relaxation. It's from this state that they appear to be more open to receiving sensory impressions from these distant locations. During the sessions, another person is generally involved as what you could think of as a guide. The guide's role is to help the viewer by prompting him or her to look at specific details in their lucid or waking dream. Through a series of protocols that allow the viewer to distinguish which of the impressions are important for whatever their mission is, the viewer is able to describe what they see in increasingly deeper levels of detail. So the prompting of this guide seems to separate this form of controlled remote viewing from the lucid dreaming that often happens spontaneously in our sleep. The implications for secrecy of remote viewing are immense, and they open the door to a new era of intelligence gathering with fewer risks to people on the ground. That is, until the remote viewing programs were shut down in the mid-1990s. With intriguing project names like Project Stargate, the last remote viewing program was officially terminated in 1995. Although the process was considered by some people to be a fringe science, and even discounted altogether by some military skeptics, a number of remote viewing sessions were validated. They were so successful they could not be attributed to coincidence. Some of them may have even saved lives. During the first Gulf War in 1991, for example, remote viewers were asked to search for enemy missile locations hidden in the deserts of western Iraq. The project successfully pinpointed specific missile sites, and it eliminated other locations from consideration. Well, the benefits of such a psychic search are obvious. By narrowing down the possible locations where those weapons could be located, everything from time and energy and money was saved. The greatest benefit, however, was to the lives of the troops themselves. The remote search for deadly missiles reduced the risk to troops that traditionally would have had to perform those searches on the ground. And the reason I mention these projects and the techniques is because they were so successful, they demonstrated two things that are key in our understanding of the divine matrix. First, it's yet another indication that the matrix exists. For a part of us to travel to distant locations and for our consciousness to see the details of things that are very real without us ever leaving the chair that we're sitting in, there must be something for our awareness to travel through. So my main point here is that the viewer has access to the destination regardless of where it is. Secondly, the very nature of the energy that makes remote viewing possible demonstrates the holographic connectedness that appears to be a part of who we are. In the presence of the divine matrix, the old ideas of who we are and how we function in time-space begin to break down.